Should you use your home as a long-term rental or an Airbnb? Which strategy generates the best ROI? It's a question we're getting here a lot in San Antonio, and on this episode of the Bear With Me podcast, we're going to go over both the pros and the cons of both. Stick around. Hey, San Antonio, I'm Robert Ott with Three Piece Real Estate, licensed here at RE/MAX North San Antonio. And today's podcast is all about the Airbnb versus long-term rental. It's really a question we're fielding more often with our second-time buyers and investors and homeowners. While each makes complete sense, there's a few things you'll want to personally weigh out in your individual situation. We have clients who have gone either direction with their personal or investment home, either converting into a long-term rental or using it as an Airbnb, and have had a lot of success with both. One client converted their personal home into a long-term rental and has been consistently earning a steady stream of income for the past few years. They found out that it was a very profitable and low-maintenance way to monetize their home. But on the other hand, we also had other clients that have had a lot of success in the Airbnb market. They love the flexibility and short-term rental commitment that comes with hosting guests, and have been able to generate a significant amount of income in short periods of time. So when comparing long-term rentals with Airbnb, the first thing you want to look at is pricing. In long-term rentals, traditional renters have followed the lease agreement and may not change the pricing on the spot. This means that you will receive the same amount of rental income as stated in the rental agreement, ensuring a really steady cash flow, which a lot of investors are looking for. On the other hand, an Airbnb rental property allows you to be more flexible with your pricing, right? You can do short-term rental. Business owners can use different pricing strategies and adjust their pricing practically every day in response to different factors like the day of the week, the demand, and the season. So when talking with investors, the second thing we look at is the upfront and ongoing expenses. Long-term rentals don't really have that much financial investment like maybe an Airbnb would. So if you find the right tenant and you do your homework and you make sure that they're responsible, they usually will take care of the property. Of course, in case of an emergency, you will have to deal with it. Like if there's a plumbing leak or an air conditioner goes out, you can either have someone on call or you can have a management company run it for you. That's always possible. Basically, though, you will have to take care of the general property maintenance. But it is the responsibility of the tenant to take care of the home in the inside and sometimes the lawn or the bushes or any sort of exterior landscaping. So an Airbnb does require higher upfront costs, as the rentals should be fully furnished and stocked. This means there's always going to be some items that you need to replace or restock on an ongoing basis. So that means there's always that expenses are going to come in higher, as you need to ensure that the property is always going to be in perfect condition. So each time a guest comes in, you're going to have to make sure that you have eyes on the property and that someone is going to go through and clean. Someone's going to come in and bring in the towels and replace them. You're going to remake the beds. So there is a cost that constantly goes with it, but there is an upside for the Airbnb. So when talking with investors, we also talk about the market and the demand. So long-term rentals are like the single-family rental owners may find a good tenant that renews the lease year after year. But long-term rentals benefit homeowners who also may not qualify for a home loan, or maybe they're in transition from a job, or maybe they're building a new home and they need a place to stay for a year. So also we're actually seeing higher interest rates sometimes push buyers out of the market and then they're forced to rent instead. So long-term rental usually does have a really good pool of tenants looking to get a year lease, 2 years lease. So that demand is always pretty good. So as far as the expenses go, for long-term rentals, you'll have the expense of water, sewage, the yard maintenance, and trash removal. But for Airbnb, the upfront costs are much more. So it's going to be furniture, decor, bedding, towels, kitchen utensils, appliances, usually some sort of food items such as like a coffee or tea and sugar. Most Airbnbs like Wi-Fi, so if you can provide Wi-Fi or cable TV. And of course, you're paying the utilities. You usually don't have your tenants pay the utilities. And there's also cleaning fees for these services. So you can either have that as an upfront cost for your Airbnb, or sometimes I've seen some Airbnb owners add that fee to the Airbnb stayers. So it's just a matter of your preference on what you'd like to do. Generally speaking, the short-term rental market is usually booming compared to long-term rentals. You know, coming out of the pandemic, people want to do things different. They want to get out of their house. Sometimes a lot of the Airbnb rental properties that I dealt with had people coming in from the north side of San Antonio that wanted to do an Airbnb downtown, or they just wanted to stay at a place different, or they want to invite their friends and family members to just stay at a different place. So that's why it was always kind of we're on an upward trend of just having travelers come into San Antonio and wanting to book an Airbnb property rather than a hotel. Just keep in mind that Airbnb rentals are susceptible to seasonality, leading to kind of lower occupancy rates and income during the low seasons. So it's kind of a thing that fluctuates. But on the other hand, it is easier for a short-term rental host to make money during the high season due to higher guest turnover and increased prices. I do know that one of our rental properties on a Valentine's Day or New Year's Day was so much higher than its regular price. So you can always play around with those price ranges to make up for the low times. Another thing to think about is the legal rules and regulations. So for long-term rentals, a thing that you want to pay attention to is your HOA. If you have an HOA or a gated community or a development, you want to check just to make sure that you get permission that long-term rentals are okay. Sometimes the HOAs have strict regulations that you can't do that, so that is something to check. When it comes to Airbnbs, you really have to do your research. If your city does allow short-term rentals, and San Antonio does, you may have to apply for a permit because sometimes they only want a certain amount of short-term rentals on a certain street. So you always have to check. And you may have to pay a little bit of extra fees when it comes to that. So it's really important that you do your research and check on the rules and regulations of your rental property. So another thing to consider is the taxes, right? Long-term rentals must be reported on your tax return. So traditional rental income will be taxed, but you will have more concessions. You'll also be able to deduct more property-related expenses from your taxes. Airbnbs are subject to U.S. income taxes also, so you must include in your gross income all amounts you receive as rent. Rent is the gross amount of payment received before any expenses are deducted for the use of the occupation of the property. So it can also include payments received for any goods and services that are provided, like meals or cleaning, etc. So that's just a few things to be aware on the tax considerations. So now I want to give you kind of my pros and cons of both. So for Airbnb, the pros are a number of things. So you have more potential to maximize your income. You have more flexibility in terms of pricing. You have no lease agreement in place. So no matter what happens, you can change pricing, income, and your tenants are always different. Also, there's protection for hosts. So Airbnb hosts can guarantee certain protections that you might not be aware of. Now, the cons of this is sometimes short-term rentals, there are damages. There's higher expenses. The income is not always consistent. And usually it does take a little bit more time that's required for like marketing your property and booking appointments, kind of have a schedule maker. So if you do have someone that will work with you, unless you wanted to do it on your own, that does take up some time. So that's one of a number of the cons that it is for Airbnb. So for the long-term rentals, the pros are that you have a regular income, right? You have lower guest turnover, and it's really not that expensive to get started. The cons of it is there's less flexibility. You have less potential to maximize your income, and you are bound to the lease agreement. So those are just things to think about when you are choosing either a short-term rental Airbnb or a long-term rental. So as we're closing up this podcast, I wanted to recap rent or Airbnb, right? Price matters. Consider your expenses out of pocket. What's your market and demand like? What are the rules and regulations of your location? Consider the taxes and weigh your pros and cons. So ultimately, both long-term rentals and Airbnb can be profitable for the right person with the right property and location. It all comes down to choosing the option that works best for you and your situation. Look, there's more money out of pocket in the Airbnb, of course, but with potentially more return. There's more stability and consistency with long-term rental. So if you want to talk about this, we'd love to guide you here at Three Piece Real Estate. Just reach out to us and let's start this conversation and let's see if we can find you some investment property here in San Antonio that'll work for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have anyone who might be interested in learning more about investing, feel free to subscribe to this podcast or reach out to me by visiting my website at threepiecerealestate.com. I hope you have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you next time on this podcast of Bear With Me. Have a great day, guys.